Let that go. Dear Lumpa, thank you for your talk today. You mentioned giving the opportunity for everyone to practice and train. However, there seems to be no Ajahn Chah monasteries in U.S. and Canada where women can ordain and train. Would Abhayagiri be open to having a female monastic community at some point in the future? I mean, one of the things, and I actually mentioned that we began without an idea to have provide that opportunity for ordination, mainly because of coming from Thailand, from the Ajahn Chah tradition, it's very conservative, and it ends up being difficult. One of the things we made a point of doing is helping to provide support and encouragement for communities that are training women. Say, like tomorrow, the Dhammadrini community will be coming, and that's been an ongoing relationship for a long time. Since they're establishing, just recently I went down to help the Karuna Buddhist Vihara, myself and Ajahn Yaniko, to help them out in their establishing of their community, so that trying to give encouragement and support in that way. We in England, they have the Siladara community, it's a very good standard of training. It's a very good opportunity, but I think it's much more difficult for that to be accepted here in America. And in fact, there was a beginning attempt to do that, but because it's not a full bhikkhuni ordination, then it ran into problems and difficulties. So that I'm happy to support communities that are developing, but I'm also keen to support the female monastic communities that are autonomous, as opposed to having, say, like a community that is like dual communities. That's where I am and where we are these days, and we've been trying to encourage that training, and also there's been women who have been practicing and training here who have gone to other places in order to train, and we encourage that. Try to support as best we can, I'm trying to keep it fairly. That sense of having autonomous communities.